You're with SBS Radio.
I'm Claire Vernon. I'm the Chief Executive Officer at Jewish Care in New South Wales.
Claire, I think that you should be very proud of yourself. First of all, Shana Tova and Gmar Hatima Tova. But I think that you won a very special award last week. Can you please tell our listeners about this award?
The Mental Health Australia present annually Mental Health Matters Awards, and Jewish Care won an award in the Community Initiative Strategy for our Jewish Suicide Prevention Strategy.
Can you please tell us about this strategy? What is it involved?
We developed the strategy in 2017 and have it in place now for over a year and intend to have another year of the strategy. It aims to save lives, basically, to raise awareness in the Jewish community about suicide and to train as many people as possible and to partner with as many organisations to ensure that suicide is reduced in the Jewish community.
Can you please tell us about the statistics about suicide?
Look, you might be aware across Australia, the statistics around suicide are truly frightening. There are around 8 Australians a day who take their lives.
8 Australians a day?
8 Australians a day. So over 3,000 suicides a year across Australia. It is the leading cause of death for people aged between 15 and 44. Nationally, there is a big push by organisations like Suicide Prevention Australia. You hear the health ministers talking about what can be done to reduce the incidence of suicide in the Australian community. And we have no reason to think that the Jewish community is immune from this, as it is not immune from any other social issues impacting Australians.
So how prevalent suicide is in the Jewish community?
As I said, we've got no suggestion that it's less prevalent across the rest of the community. What we aim to do is raise awareness around as many people as possible. When you speak to people in the community, most of them know of somebody who has died by suicide. And as you can imagine, the impact of that death ripples not just across family and friends, but across a network of people. So it causes enormous pain in the community. And they say on average, for every suicide, there's over 130 people who are impacted by that. It is a death which leaves often many questions and much grief. In fact, one of the things we're doing is we're running a support group for people who have been impacted by suicide as part of the strategy. We know that it's an issue and we really, as I say, want to save lives.
But how can you prevent somebody from committing suicide?
Very challenging question. And as I say, across Australia, there is a lot of research happening. One, we based our strategy on research from the Black Dog Institute. Basically, they're saying it takes a whole community. It takes a lot of awareness for people to look for possibly indicators and being aware that often people may not be mentally ill when they are considering suicide. Asking someone directly about it is a good thing to be doing to get people to talk honestly and openly. So one of the major things we've done is we've offered mental health first aid training across the Jewish community. And we have 22 Jewish organisations who are working with Jewish Care to lead the strategy. So it's rabbis, it's the Jewish day schools, it's Hatzolah, it's the youth groups. Our belief is that the more you increase touch points and the more you skill people up in being aware of the possibility of someone considering taking their life, then the more conversations occur.
So if somebody suspects that somebody else, that he knows somebody mm-hmm. that may commit suicide, mm-hmm. what should they do?
Basically, be aware of the warning signs and not to be afraid to ask someone. When people are talking about being down and being worried, it is appropriate to say to people, have you thought about getting some help? Can I put you in contact? We have crisis cards. Most people are aware that Lifeline run a 24-hour service, and encourage people to sit with them, make the phone call with them, so they've got someone to talk to. Jewish Care generally is trying to run awareness around having the strength to reach out and get help, trying to reduce the stigma of being, sometimes people feel very overwhelmed by life. Marriages may be ending, they could be facing financial crisis. It's a very appropriate thing to do for friends and family to reach out and check in with people.
Should they contact for help? Because when it comes to mental health issues, it's very hard to get help. If you have called, you go to the GP. If you have other problem, there are other specialists. But when it comes to mental health, it's very hard to pinpoint what to do and how to help people.
There was recent research, I think, which said the most common presenting problem to GPs is mental health issues. So in fact, it is mental health after all, and it is the health system, the emergency department, the general practitioner, who are there as the first point of contact. Sometimes people prefer to go on the phone to talk about their issues. So we promote Lifeline 13, 11, 14. People can ring, and every day Lifeline are taking hundreds of calls from people, and they're very skilled at helping people. Jewish Care is that we have a mental health and wellbeing team, but across our organisation, whether it's in aged care, mental health, people with a disability, we're seeing a lot of it in youth. A lot of youth are anxious, and we're in partnership with Headspace at Bondi Junction. I think your question is right. Where do people then go to get help? And it's about being aware of Lifeline, Headspace, Jewish Care. And that's one reason we put forward a crisis card, so that people know where they can be turning to. There is actually no shortage of lines and resources. I think the challenge is getting people to acknowledge that they're needing some help.
Lifeline is 1-300-1114. People, if they feel pressurized or they feel depressed, they can ring Lifeline.
Yes.
And what is Headspace?
Headspace is for youth mental health. There are centres all around Australia that have been funded by the federal government, and it targets 12 to 20-somethings, year-olds, who can also just walk in and see someone. And we find that there is increased awareness through the schools about young people experiencing particularly anxiety and some depression, and they can go in and see somebody. The Lifeline 13, 11, 14, again, the challenge is to get people to acknowledge they need help. And family and friends may feel unease that somebody is behaving differently. Often it's about sitting down with the person and saying, let's make a phone call together.
We are talking to Claire Vernon, the CEO of Jewish Care, and you are listening to SBS Radio, Shalom Australia, broadcasting with Nitza Lowenstein. Claire Vernon, I'd like to thank you so much and wish you good luck with your initiatives.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.